This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh, let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
Pleasant good morning or good afternoon. What am I talking about? It's afternoon. It's afternoon and I am Tell It to Stanya. I am she, and she is me. Listen, boy, I mean, my guest came in here bringing things, along the lines of what we're talking about, I guess. I have a little story about you anyway, but, you know, I talk people business now. My mom used to say, she won't tell me nothing because I could talk it on the news, but not on the news, on my show. But today is Saturday. And I was listening to the show with DeAndra and her guest from, Seawell? I think that's the name. I apologize if I mess it up. And, you know, they were talking about something totally different from what I'm talking about, but I just have to chime in on this. They could not have said it any better when they talked about how we victim blame. You know, people get molested, people are raped, family members are murdered, people get trashed. And you know what we do? Some kind of way, we make it as though it is the victim's fault. We victim blame straight through. Whether or not it's a young girl who is having, sexual relations with an older person or a young man too. You know what we say? We say, well, they fast and they fresh. So y'all trying to tell me the younger person got more sense than the older person? We got to get it together, man. We got to get it together in a serious way in this country. We so full of crap. We are full of crap. Ugh. This is the last thing, because, you know, I say I don't talk with politics and religion, but like I touched this one. This ain't our politics, though. This is the American politics. So piggybacking on how we so full of crap. Yeah, man, this is the beat down. This isn't Tell It to Stanya. This is the beat down show. But how are we so full of crap? I heard so many people talking about, okay, Trump won. Oh, how Trump gonna do this with the immigration and all like this. Y'all so full of crap. Full of crap. So I decided to take a look at what was his immigration, like what he wanted to do. So one of the things was that he wanted to send back persons who are undocumented. Everybody from, you know, I talking about Dominican Republic style. Everybody, if you're undocumented. And then he also said that he wanted to go into the workplaces and remove persons who were working who were illegal. And then he also said that no more, you know, your mommy and daddy are immigrants, illegal immigrants. And if they gave birth, then no more citizenship. Now, why say we full of crap? We full of crap because that's exactly what y'all want to do. Let me sip on my good, decent cup. And if you're following me on Facebook, you'll see my good, decent cup that was given to me by my good, decent friend, Cherry Lee Pinder. Cherry, I am utilizing the cup that you gave me because she said that this was my gift to come back on the radio. So here I am drinking out my good, decent cup that my good, decent friend, Cherry Lee Pinder, gave me. Let me take a little sip. But we full of crap. Imagine. Now, I don't have no horse in this race. And this is not me saying anything. Don't shoot the messenger or what I come to say. I'm going to get my show in a minute. But imagine. Just imagine what our health system would look like if we did exactly what Trump wants to do. Imagine what our educational system would look like. Now, I ain't working the health system. I worked in the educational system for about 15 years or a little under 15 years. And I could tell you, Charlie ain't no behaving in there. But imagine if we did adopt the things that he said that he wanted to do. Y'all can't have it both ways. One minute y'all say y'all want to clean up and do all this stuff, but y'all don't want to do, or we don't want to do what it takes to actually solve the problem. So the problem always exists. Anyhow, that's my 5 cents. That's my little rant and ramble. Because I say I wasn't talking about politics and religion because y'all just don't know how to act. Y'all just get mad. So I can leave it right there. So, switching gears now. Boop, 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 boop. Today, what are we talking about today? We talking about, do you know how to love up people? And do you know how to get love up? Because what I also know, and I have a guest in studio. Hi, Dee.
Hi. Hello, Bahamas.
What I do know, Dee, is that a lot of times, we don't even know how to accept love. Some people can't accept. Let me tell you something. Some people are so broken. I tell you all this to beat down. This is the beat down show today. Some people are so broken that when people come to love them, they think people come to hurt and harm them.
Well, you see, and good afternoon, Bahamas.
Go on, D. Go, Dr. D. You got the floor, boo.
I'm Dr. D. I'm in the house, and I'm here with Tella Tastanya. We are here today to try and just give our 5 cents, and hopefully our 5 cents would help many persons out there who are struggling with relationship issues. We're talking about love language today, and how many persons out there really know what their love language is? And that's the foundational point, self-awareness. We need to be aware of what our love language is.
Right. And this, you know, I'm talking about love. And we're talking about, when we say relationships, we're not only just talking about, we're not just talking about relationships in terms of your intimate relations, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife relationships. We're talking about all relationships because, honestly, as a daughter, I'm a daughter, hey, I had to learn my dad's love language. And not only did I had to learn it from a standpoint of the way that he was showing love, because I didn't feel love. He's not telling me, he's not doing the things that I want him to do. And of course, we could talk into how to decide, you know, decipher what your love language is. But then after talking with him, I realized something. This man was loving me straight through. Speaking about my dad, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, he's given money, he's taking care. And in his mind, after speaking with him, I found out that from he was about, I think he said 14, my grandmother stopped working, he started working, and he started taking care of his family from 14 straight up until 83, which he is now. Mm-hmm. That's really the only way he know how to love. But I mean, I had to train him and teach him, so now he on board. But
So we that's like you know, you have a car, and just not talking about the electric cars, but you know, you have a gasoline car. In order for your car to move, mm-hmm. you have to go to the gas station
at
5 or 10 mm-hmm. or 20 on pump 5.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes pull up to the gas station and we don't want to put coolant in the gas tank. Mm-hmm. We want to put oil in the gas tank.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the what the manufacturer calls for that vehicle.
Right.
And so we have to know, even though we have our internal struggles, we have to know what that person is. And so you want to take this away from not only focusing on the relationship of intimates, but let's look at this in the gambit of employment.
Right.
We go to work every day. We work with persons who have varying personalities.
Right.
They have a language too.
They do.
And so you may have a coworker who is very, very caustic in the mornings.
Right.
But their love language may be coffee.
Right.
So you would find that you get a different play from them
mm-hmm.
if you stop to the coffee shop in the morning and bring them a cup of coffee on your way to work. Imagine how your day would flow. If this person was the most miserable person, according to you,
mm-hmm.
during the day. This right. was a challenge for you at work.
Mm-hmm.
Just by implementing that one step, that one extending that one olive branch,
right.
you would see just how different that interaction may be.
Right, that go for all. I ain't calling no name. I ain't calling no business organization name. Because people be listening to my talk show to say I talking about them. But you are correct. We have to value people. And the love languages, or I guess speaking to people in the language that they receive love, is how we value people. Now, I actually did a little survey. And I decided to ask the man stem.
Talk it now.
Mm-hmm. I decided to ask the man stem if they felt valued and loved by their mates.
This one sound deep.
Okay, so here we go. You want to listen? You want to? Let me tell you some of these things, Sam. Here's what I heard. Okay, here we go. Okay, actually, there were a lot of people who actually, a lot of men who said that they felt love. So there were a lot of them on a scale from 1 to 10. A lot of them gave 8s and 9s. So one said 9, 9. And there's nothing that, well, the question was on a scale of 1 to 10, do you feel valued by your mate? The second question was, same scale, do you feel loved by your mate? And then the third one was, what little things can your partner do for you to experience more love from them? So there were, so one said, okay, 8, and then 6. And then they said, what his partner can do is cook Bahamian dishes on Sundays.
Cook Bahamian dishes on Sundays.
Yes, sir.
What was your demographic and what was your sample size?
Okay, the sample size was about, let me count. I think it was maybe 31. Mm-hmm. It was 31, and from ages 29 to 63. So someone else said that, okay, on a scale from 1, they felt valued, 4. Feeling loved, 3. And then they said, when I said, well, what can you do? They said respect and being willing to listen rather than hear. Now, I heard like a lot of the men, most of the men said that the women hear them, but they don't listen.
I think that the results of that survey is promising to hear that the majority of the men are feeling loved in their relationships. So that's promising. That's a hand clap for the women out there. That means that they are doing something right based on that sample size and right. based on what they brought to the forefront.
Yes.
In terms of that small percentage
uh-huh.
who may not feel like they're being love. Listened to.
Mm-hmm.
I would say this. Communication is a very important part of any relationship, whether it be employment relationship, whether it be intimate relationship, whether it be familial relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know how to communicate effectively.
Okay.
And that starts with something we call active listening. You have to listen not to respond, but to listen to take in.
Okay.
Oftentimes, we listen to respond because we are on the defensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because we have triggers. And we have to really, like I said, we started off with talking about self-awareness. We have to listen. We have to know what our triggers are. And our triggers are most oftentimes based on our experiences, which may be based in trauma that we experience.
Right.
And so that trauma causes us to feel a certain way. We develop a schema about something. And so the minute we hear someone start a conversation and a piece of that is in there, we finish the conversation in our heads.
So, okay, so Dr. D, what you're saying is that we hear things but ain't nobody said when we're communicating and we're triggered.
When we're triggered, we put meanings to things that may not necessarily be the intention of the party presenting the information.
Okay. So I have a question. So Dr. D is a man. Mm-hmm. Let's say, Brittany, is that a call on the line? Okay. All right. So as a man, for example, the ones who said that they felt as though they're not being heard, or, you know, the person is hearing them, but they're not being listened to. How could they approach the situation? Because, I mean, and I'm going to give my feedback, but I think sometimes it may be a little difficult for men to express themselves, or maybe it is that they tell us, and like they said, we don't listen. Okay, we have a caller just right before you answer that. Caller, go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Daniel.
Hey, hi.
Yeah, right. You listen, man. Between me and you, right?
Yes.
I was listening to you from the start of the program.
Okay.
Me and my brethren in the shop working, doing some policy thing, right? But
okay, sir.
I just enjoy your being in vernacular.
Is it true?
I just get off on it, you know, like, it's a real, like, you know, it's communication. It's real communication, okay. You know what I mean? It sounds great, just make me laugh, but I wanted to say this. And hello to the gentleman in the studio, I believe a gentleman is in there.
Yes, sir. Hello to you, too.
Come on. So I listen to it, you know, but one thing, we must be sincere. Sincerity, so communication is the key. But, you know, the way how you communicate also, but then the thing I realize, a lot of people, you know, we like to lie to ourselves. Sometimes you meet a girl and vice versa. And, you know, you're physically, you're younger and et cetera, et cetera. And so as you spend time together, you know, there's more resentment as time goes on about certain habits that one has showed or displayed or developed during these relationships. You don't have the ability to relate to one another. So relationship is the key as you move along incrementally, whatever, right? But then we don't be sincere to ourselves. Sometimes your partner, they don't look the same. They don't take the same pride in upkeeping, you know what I mean, like that. So that's what it's be. So okay. A lot of men fall in this category also. And some ladies, but, you know, like, the ladies believe false this and false that could maintain this and that. So, you know, it could. But what I say, in the laws of gravity, et cetera, so me personally, more really, you know, I exercise a lot, right, and,
Give me 1 minute, because see, you going on to one next point, and I want to catch the first piece what you said, because you said about communication.
Yeah, so, but I agree with the gentleman, because all this is communication, because sometimes you might say, hey, baby, man, I like what you're putting on this little pouch, or, and then sometimes, but I mean, if the person is attractive to you, they will always remain attractive, but my fiance, I'm really attracted to her, and she's a nice-looking lady, right? But
you only want to say that for everybody to hear that you think you slick. Try to come off this line. You're trying to get brownie points.
The main message, more than the story. People change in physique, and they don't want to admit that the partner's not attracted to them. That's what I'm saying. People hate to admit that. Bless them.
Thank you, darling. Okay, would you say... Okay, before we get into what his love language would be, because I did hear a few things that he shared. And thank you for calling. Thank you for thinking I jokey. Boop, boop, boop. Okay, so Dr. D, we were talking about communication, as he shared as well. How should that person, this person who messaged saying that they don't feel heard by their partner, and this is a male, and like I said, there were several men who said that. How should they now approach this topic with their mate? How do they say... Listen, because keep in mind, too, as women, you know, we think the man's supposed to be big and burly and he's supposed to complain, but nothing. So how is he supposed to now communicate his needs? Because he's not feeling respected. He's not feeling valued. So how should he approach this situation with his mate?
Well, I'll start off like this. The message that I'm giving now in relation to him is not really to him, but to all women. And it is the fact that you have to create a safe zone for the male in your life,
right,
to be able to open up and show vulnerability.
Okay.
Too often, the male feels afraid to show that vulnerability because, in essence, society speaks to the fact that that may not be manly.
Right.
And if that position is somehow taken up by the female in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
then that male can go into what we call a turtle. The turtle goes into its shell.
Right.
And they don't come out. The problem then is exasperated.
Right.
So it starts with the woman being open to create a safe zone for the male to communicate effectively. And once he's able to communicate effectively, he now also has to create a safe zone for her to communicate effectively, because we often want to say what we want to say.
Right.
But we ain't ready for the truth, what the other person could bring.
Yes. I don't think, and you know, listen, I'm mashing my own corn. Because believe it or not, I'm a female. Born a female, hello. But I think as women, we don't understand how powerful we are. And when I say powerful, meaning that, okay, this man may not tell his friends that he have a bump on a private part. Don't call me, tell me, don't say that. But he would tell his woman that if he trusts her. So there's this space that I think as women, if we, exactly what you said, if we could create that safe space for our partners to speak. And also, now let me ask you this about, what about on at the next side? On the next side now, because sometimes, like I remember, boy, I remember talking with this guy and we having this, we're going back and forth and he was being mean to me. He was saying mean things to me. And I said, you hurt my feelings. I don't, you know, this, I feel triggered. I literally said, I said, you're triggering something because you're being so critical. It feels like a critical parent. And on top of that, you don't even give me no compliment. You know, I like, yeah, love up. So, but when he said that, so he, his response now was, well, you, well, I'm not used to that. Or, you know, you, it just have to flow, or I can't give you this call, or I can't tell you something nice or whatever. Right. Because I guess it's love language was more, let's say, quality time. So my thing is, and this is what I see all the time, me, you, everybody, we just want to love people the way that we want to love people. But we are not loving people the way that they need to be loved.
That is so true.
So there's a disconnect between those two. So how do we now, like, how do we now get on board? Because it took me years with my dad. Now, finally, my dad knows he got to love his daughter up. So now he says, Stania, I love you. So how do we get here? How do we now love people the way that they want to be loved and not the way that we think loving is or what have you? Because there's a huge disconnect.
Well, first we have to acknowledge and give relevance to the way how they feel.
Right.
We have to acknowledge that this person feels a certain way and this is the currency with which I have to use to battle with this person.
Right.
This person wants to be loved by words of affirmation. And if I can't give words of affirmation to her,
right,
I'm not uplifting her. I'm not nourishing her.
Yes.
I'm not putting her like the queen above my shoulders.
Yes.
And once we understand that, and it works that way on the opposite side too.
Of course.
Because a woman speaks into a king.
Right.
A woman sees a man and she may know that he may not be the best.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what a woman who sees the future or the potential in that man does? She speaks to him as if he's the president of the United States.
Right.
He's the prime minister of the Bahamas. So she speaks that into him. Mm-hmm. And once she speaks that into him, he then knows the boy. If she is seeing this in me,
right,
then I must be worth something.
Yes.
You know, and he goes out there because now, you know, we even look at it and you say from your educational, your days as an educator.
Right.
You would notice that men behave differently in the classroom. Well, boys behave differently in the classroom when the girls are there.
Yes.
Because we had experiments before where we remove the girls from the classroom and see how they behave.
Right.
They behave much differently.
Right.
So we and like you mentioned earlier, women have that power.
Mm-hmm.
So that power, does see that same tongue in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
That have some power. That and could make us or break us.
I agree. And I'll tell you this, even on the next side of that, while I'm feeling like, well, he was saying that, will this man even like me? Well, da, da, da. And then a friend had to say, girl, a man to jump out of his car and gone in your broke up car all day long in the hot sun, but you, girl, you can't be serious. So I was like, wait, hold on. So he actually likes quality time. Oh, that's what he was trying to do. Well, I mean, he was a little extra with that, but I had to understand that, oh, he was showing me love in his language. So then it connected for me. So I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. So, okay. Now, before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about what the languages are, because, you know, sometimes we think that everybody know about the languages, but there are a lot of people who don't know what the languages are. So what are the main languages? And by the way, if you want to be a part of the conversation, 422-4796. That is the text line. Let me say it again, 422-4796. You know, I love when you text me and I love when you call. The call-in lines, 323-6232. 323-6232. let me say that again, 323-6232 or 325-4316. I'm also on Facebook under Stania D, and that's D-E-E. So you can give me a call, send me a text, or just join me online. All right. So back to what we were saying, Dr. D. What are these languages? Because a lot of times we don't know.
Well, we went over two of them originally. Mm-hmm. Now we have one more to add to that.
But let's say the two first.
We spoke about words of affirmation.
Okay, and what's that?
That's when you verbally compliment your partner.
Right.
And that strengthens the bond that you have, mm-hmm. and that allows you to express your appreciation effectively to them.
Okay, so let's teach them now.
Yeah.
Okay. Your caller,
the last caller,
mm-hmm.
he was speaking about a situation where people change
physically
in the relationship as the relationship progresses.
Mm-hmm.
In that scenario,
right?
You have, let's just say, as he was speaking, the mm-hmm. woman has changed physically, and he may look at that as something that is negative.
Right.
But there's a spin on that. He can use and put that in a positive light. You know how?
Let me see how you could change this up now.
Is it that comment about the pudge?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
pouch.
That pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a no-no. Women don't like you to comment on their weight.
But listen, Dr. D, mm-hmm. I had a guy, what did he say? He said, boy, stand here, y'all, let's look good with them fibroid belly boys. And you know what's so sad with that, Dr. D? I know just what he is talking about. But yes, okay, back. That was a little joke. Go on. But okay, seriously now.
Listen, if, just like how we spoke about earlier, speaking positivity into your mate.
Right.
He can tell her, baby, you look so good today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You look good today. I want you to keep this up. And you know what I can do? And then, you know, he doesn't have to come in that then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he could set up a scenario where he goes walking with her.
Okay.
He goes jogging with her. He gets a gym membership for the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is there encouraging her. It can be as simple as when they go to the grocery store together. He said, well, baby, let's try and eat a little healthier this week.
Okay.
So instead of getting rice, let's get more vegetables. Let's do some stir fry.
Right.
And meat.
Right.
All of that puts you on a path to health,
mm-hmm.
and to better physical agility, better weight management, and so forth. But it is not putting out negativity to your partner.
Okay. Okay. And let me give you some other ways of, words of affirmation. There's a friend of mine. Listen, if he do something to me, I better tell him thank you. Mm-hmm. If I don't say thank you, Mr. So-and-so, he would be like, so I give you this, you ain't even had decency to say. Or if I see him, and if he got a, let's say he got a haircut, I have to tell him, Mr. So-and-so, I notice you, man, you're looking good, man. You cut off all your hair today. You just come from the barber. So words of affirmation can be like a compliment. Words of affirmation could be simply, thank you. Sometimes people just want you to say thanks. Words of affirmation can say, "Why I really like," or listen, I shouldn't say this, but this is another, my, I got plenty of male friends, only male friends. Anytime I want him to do something, all I have to say is, man, you know you was do such a good job with that. Now you know you was the king of that. Now by the time I say, I know he's listening right now. But by the time as I say that, I already know. I could get him to do whatever it is. So words of affirmation, guys, is pretty much when you say nice things. Dr. D, remember when I saw you the other day? So you don't even remember this. And when I came in and I was feeling a little funny. You didn't know that. I was feeling a little funny. And the first thing you say, man, look how good you, boy, you look good in this green, eh? Man, this green look good on you. That's me swelling my head right up. Boy, this jacket look good. Look how this green match with this jacket. What you didn't know is I was having a hard day that day. But when you said that, my tank went up. It was like, I looking good, eh? So, yes, words of affirmation. And I think in our country, we don't do that a lot. Like, a lot of times I ask people, have you, like, how many times your parents told you that they loved you? And some people cannot even remember. They could count it on their hands. We don't speak, guys.
And we could translate that into the workplace as well.
Yes.
How we manage our employees these days, we need to affirm them. But in our era, we didn't need the affirmation because we know that, hey, look here, we have to work.
Right.
The Gen Xers, they need that affirmation.
Yes.
For the smallest things.
Yes.
And what it does, it gives them a feeling of accomplishment and also a feeling of value. They want to be valued.
Yes.
We know that they're being paid to come to work. But if an employee doesn't feel valued within the work environment, they're going to come to work and they're going to be non-productive.
Agreed.
Or underproductive.
Yes. So, okay, Dr. D, so what's the next? So that was words of affirmation. And I'm trying to break it down for everyone because I don't think we understand how easy it is to do it and how simple it is, but we're not doing it. So if you could hear me today and you haven't told someone who you know you love them, man, call them up right now and tell them how much you love them. Just say, or even to say, thank you. Or even, man, you're really good at this. They need to hear that. What's the second love language that we talked about already?
Well, before I go to that, I'll go to the second one, which is acts of service.
Okay.
Acts of service.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do, you want to use helpful actions to show love and support. And you know how you do that?
How?
Thoughtful gestures.
Okay.
And it could be the smallest thing. It could be you putting a candy on someone's desk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It could be you making lunch.
Mm-hmm.
For your partner before they go out,
right,
to work. And so you meal prep, you put something on the side and you say, listen, you know, this is your lunch for the day.
Right.
You don't even have to do that, you know. You don't even have to do it overtly.
Mm-hmm.
You could sneak it in their bag with a note.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they look in their bag and they say, I'm
putting that, that little surprise.
They got a little surprise. And the note, that act, that gesture.
Yes.
That note, that brightens their day.
I'm telling you, yeah. I remember, for y'all to say, Stanley Estate, plenty, I'm watching y'all anyhow. Anyways, I remember this gentleman, he would come there. Oh, well, listen, you know, well, baby, you know, meet inside here. Well, he'll go and he'll do to me. Man, listen, you that light up there, you need to change that light, man. That light ain't, he'll go and he'll change the light. And I'll tell you, it was a sense of, and what you're getting on the receiving end, you're being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And that feels amazing. Or you would hear men say, she wouldn't even cook for me. Mm-hmm. You know, she wouldn't even do this or she wouldn't even do that. So we're hearing people say these things. So what they're saying is that their love tank is empty. They want someone to do something. And it's not that, you know, they tingsy or they diss or they whatever it is. What they're saying is that I don't feel loved. I don't feel like you see me. I don't feel valued. And you know what has happened when people don't feel valued? Do-do-do-do-do. Moving right along. What's the next one, Dr. D?
Before we go on to that, you touched something there. Something that's important. And I don't want us to skip over that for listeners. Because the gestures that you spoke about, that put me in mind of the three P's.
Okay.
The priest, the protector, but the provider. And as a male, and as an alpha male, women expect to be lifted up, hoisted above your shoulder, and you carry, see, the weight of the family is on the male. The male carries that burden because he stares them in the direction. But for him to stare them, he have to be such that he could withstand the pressures of the whole world.
Well, Dr. D, in this world, you talking about, we name our priest, protector, and what are the
provider.
And provider. In this world where men want you to go half-half, men want you to do this, something happening outside, the woman got to get up, go see who out there. Listen, what is this you talking about? But who you go now? Say them three again. Say it loud for the people in the back.
See, most women, they expect to be feel secure. They want to be secure emotionally. They want to be secure physically, and they want to be secure financially. We know that times have changed from the times where you can run a household on the lower end of the spectrum, not those
10,000 plus.
Those are multi-billionaires, but mm-hmm. on the lower end of the spectrum, which many of us find ourselves, and we have to be assisted by our mates
mm-hmm.
in the home. But that assistance should never grow to the point where she feels stressed. See, when a woman feels stressed, overly mm-hmm. stressed, she's not, you don't get the better part of her. And so you have to put her in a realm where she understands that you are there
mm-hmm.
to take on the burden of this. Yes, she will help you because she ain't going to let you fall.
Well, let me ask you this now, Dr. D. Do you think, I know the answer to this, but anyway, even alpha women love to be taken care of.
Oh, definitely. 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 Even,
so, you know, a lot of times you say, oh, well, this alpha woman, this strong woman, go on.
I think alpha women put on that persona because they've had to do it by themselves for so long. So yes. they've had to use that as a protect, as a coping mechanism.
It does. It
but you will that. You will see them soften when they find alpha male.
Yes.
You will see them soften because they understand that, man, I don't have to think about how I can change my tire or how I can buy a new tire for the car or
yeah.
if I can change that light bulb or if the faucet leaking, I got to call a plumber. Those considerations they don't have. Once they don't have those considerations mm-hmm. anymore, once they're secure in that,
right,
man, you will see a totally different individual.
Well, you know how I said earlier that as women, like, we're so powerful when we create this softness and this soft space and this trusting environment. But I think men are just as powerful, too, because that male energy brings a level of comfort and protection that, I mean, I know y'all on your own part. I'm talking about Sammy Davis, but I know. But the way that this man can comfort a woman, the way that this man is going to protect this woman and provide for this woman, it is unlike anything else. You know, I watched my mom, of course, with the cancer and everything, as all that loving up he was doing, nothing substituted her husband.
Definitely.
Nothing. Because there's this energy that men bring, and it's beautiful. It feels amazing. I love to see when men are taking care of their home. It's so masculine. It's sexy.
This is how God designed it.
Yes.
He ordained it to be as such.
You know how good I feel that you don't have to go and do all the work? Feel rest of God. Whew.
So sometimes, and you know, a tip I'll give when you're talking about the
one.
Someone who, in the survey, they said that the lady doesn't cook for them?
Yes.
This is how, you know, I had a seminar once, and we were talking about, it was a couple seminar, couple mm-hmm. therapy, and we were dealing with issues similar to that.
Right.
And what came out was the same thing that we were talking about in terms of being feeling secure
mm-hmm.
financially and so forth. So we did an experiment. I said, you know, and, you know, because we separate the couples and then we bring them together. But I did an experiment. I told the male, you know, when you go by and you see there's no grocery in the cupboard,
mm-hmm.
say, let's go. We go into the food store. And when you go to the food store, you know,
mm-hmm.
you gotta pick up one or two things for the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you pay that bill.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ask him for no food, you know.
Right.
You don't ask him for to cook you a meal.
Right.
But just wait and see.
Well,
because women are such that they...
Right.
If whatever you give them, they multiply it and make it better.
Okay. All right. We got to go to a break, but I'll say this. And if she's a real woman, if she's a real grown woman, if that man bringing the groceries in, I say real grown woman, I ain't no little girl. She could cook that food and he don't even need to ask. Brittany, let's go to the break.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh. Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. Ooh. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your health just got brighter with Lamp Insured. Sign up for Doctors Hospital's Lamp Insurance Supplement Plan and enjoy copay waivers and complete access with no upfront ER or inpatient collections. Only $30 per month. Visit doctorshosp.com/lamp to sign up or contact 242-822-1009. That's 242-822-1009. Your journey to affordable and worry-free healthcare begins now.
This year, Roberts Furniture and Omni Flash Cash are giving you cash in a flash. Receive up to $3,500 in financing from Omni and get cash discounts up to $500 from Roberts Furniture in just three easy steps. Choose your furniture, submit your documents, arrange your delivery. It's that simple. Put furniture in your house and up to $500 in your pocket, all within 72 hours. Omni Flash Cash and Roberts Furniture. Quality, comfort, style, and cashback discounts. Visit Roberts Furniture, 5th Terrace, Centerville for details. Phone 322-8862. Like us on Facebook.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This November, the Nassau Guardian is celebrating 180 years. And we want to thank you, our loyal readers, for helping to make this one of the oldest newspapers in the region. We want you to be a part of our Vision Challenge giveaway promotion, beginning October 28th through November 22nd. All you need to do is find the hidden Nassau Guardian 180 years logo, printed every day in the Nassau Guardian newspaper, and you could win prize money. Just purchase your daily Nassau Guardian newspaper every day, beginning Monday, October 28th. Find the 180th Nassau Guardian logo, cut out the page, mark the spot, write your name and phone number on that clipping, drop off your entries at our offices on Carter Street in Oaksfield, and every Friday, November 1st, November 8th, November 15th, and November 22nd, one drawing will take place. It's that simple.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
It's time for Tell It to Stanya.
It's all about you. Ooh, let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
And we are back, and we having like but 10,000 conversations that really should be on the air, from anywhere from people who want a woman to be the olden days woman, to we need to take care of ourselves and show up for ourselves and be more self-aware. Dr. D, where are we starting now? Because we done talk about 10,000 things.
Well, I think we should start with finishing off the love languages.
Right.
With the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be quality time.
Okay.
Quality time.
And quality time is also quality conversation.
Quality time, mm-hmm. quality conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Focused time and focused conversations. I did this experiment one time with a couple,
mm-hmm.
where I put on the, you know, those blinders that they give you when you go on the plane,
mm-hmm.
where you put those on and they have to exist in a room,
mm-hmm.
and just be still with one another.
Mm-hmm. So what was the purpose of that?
It was getting them to clear their mind of the clutter and all of the distractions and just focus on them as individuals and their relationship in that moment.
Okay.
A lot of people find that the foundation that they stand on is not... They need to stand on a foundation of first self-love. You need to love yourself before you can love someone else.
Okay.
And if you don't love yourself, and if I may borrow a phrase from my good friend who always uses this, you will engage in something what we call self-abuse.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay, but before we get to that, quality time. What does quality time look like? And I'm going over these once again because I want you to be aware of it. So, for example, there's a friend of mine who, a gentleman, he would be like, okay, go bring the food home or go and stop, get something to eat. And so she was like, listen, I won't go up. I won't go out. I want to dress up and I want to go out. Listen, a lot of times women like, we love dressing up because we're dressing up for you. Whether or not, don't care what women say when they talk about, I dressing up for myself and I don't mind that.
Definitely.
Don't mind that. We want to go out. So quality time also, it looks like, and it doesn't have to be anything expensive. It looks like going and sitting on the beach, going for ice cream. It looks like even when a friend of mine, this gentleman was doing some work, his wife was with him. Quality time is, as you can say, you could be saying absolutely nothing. Quality time also looks like you're having these quality conversations. So, for example, for me, I love when people share part of themselves with me. I love when they talk. So that is that quality, that's that connection, that bonding. And we ain't talking about no trauma bonding now, but that bonding. So this is what it looks like. Are you spending time with your mate? Are you taking your mate out? Are you doing things with your mate? Or I remember one of the same gentlemen I don't talk about said... said, like, listen, he would always say, Stania, you cook for me or cook this. And I was like, boy, must he really like, boy, this food really tastes good, eh? I mean, I know I can cook, but gee, I mean, he really liked this food. Until he shared with me and he said, you know why I used to keep asking you for the food? Because I want us to cook together and it would be something that we did together. That had gone right over my head. I ain't going to tell you all a word of lies. Like, oh.
And that is important too. Yes. Do you realize how important that bonding time is? If you can get home at a certain time and instead of the woman having to be in the kitchen and cooking by herself, you could help her by cutting up somewhere
else.
You that time together, that quality time, that reaffirms some things.
And not only that, Dr. D, let's go now, because you know we bouncing from the relationships, we going into the workplace and we talking about children. Mm-hmm. Now man, I got mash on a little bit. We love that you provide. But a lot of times your children, they need the money, yes, but they need so much more than money. They need your time. They need your affirmation. They need so much. And that's why when they get older, the only connection they have with you is the money. Like, you know, I would hear a man say, oh, my children, they just want money. And because that is the only relationship you nurtured. You did not nurture you didn't do the quality time. You did not affirm your children. You did not do the acts of service. You didn't do the other things. So we have to be careful too with the things that we're doing. So once again, I'm just going over these things because I want you to know what it looks like in real time and in real life. Okay. Now you see, this hour soon finished. I ain't going to say this no more to Dwight. Dwight, I need more than an hour. Because we ain't even finished the love languages. Let's go to, what's the next two? Because we have quality time, acts of service, words of affirmation. Give us the other two.
No, that is the three most important there. Once we can build a foundation on these three,
right,
we will be on the path to having a good and solid relationship.
Okay.
Once we affirm our partner, once we employ acts of service with our partner in our relationship, and once we spend quality time with that individual. And on that quality time, do you realize that, and you said it, finances don't come into play. You could pick your mate up from work,
right,
for lunch,
right,
take them out, and you could share a meal from any fast food restaurant,
right,
a $5, $10 meal,
right,
you could share
that.
But the mere fact that you came to their place of employment, you picked them up,
quality time,
you took them out, you sat and had a meal with them, and then you brought them back to work. You are better than the other fellas who bring in the $50 plate every day in the styrofoam container.
That's right.
Huh?
That's true.
And dropping it off.
Because listen, now after, okay, we got to end this, but I can tell you right now that the set who bring in the 50. I mean, I like food. I ain't gonna lie. Now, everybody know the way to stand your heart is on the belly. But let me tell you, the guys who just dropping it off, that's all like that's all that a woman would have you for. You just the guy who brings the lunch. Now, you won't be the guy who only brings the lunch, or you won't be the guy who she having lunch with. Which one?
That's quality time, and that's a little bit of affirmation too, because not only that, she's not to work alone. So her co-workers are seeing that, and then would you know what you're doing? You're causing some other fellas to get in problem because the other they ain't gonna tell her, but they're going home. How come you don't come and take me out to lunch?
Exactly. Now, we only have like a few more minutes left, and definitely, Dr. D, now you know we and you were supposed to do our little podcast-y on the thing, so y'all got to tune in on Stanley D page where we got to finish this up, because we ain't finished this conversation at all. And of course, if you are listening, I am on Stanya D on Facebook, Stanya, S-T-A-N-Y-A-D-E-E. Now, we just have a few minutes left, so I just want to go over one last thing. Dr. D started to talk about the self-awareness and self-love and self-abuse. So, I came up with something. All I want for Christmas is me. That's right. All I want for Christmas is me. Because there's a whole lot of things that we have going on, and it's a whole lot that we need to clear up that we're not clearing up within ourselves. It is incumbent upon all of us to do the work. What work am I talking about? The work of loving yourself and of understanding yourself. I have noticed, or a friend of mine says, Stanya, I never know that people could be together and still be dysfunctional, be toxic and everything, and they could stay just like that till they die. And I was like, girl, yeah, girl. But why have that kind of relationship? Why go through all of that? So what I want you to do, I want you to join me. All I want for Christmas is me. Now, I've gathered, man, some powerful people. I ain't even got to talk. I don't even need to do a session. And trust me, your girl is good at what she does. Hello. We have Cherry Lee, the one who gave me my nice little cup. Cherry Lee is going to be talking about, and it's just 8 weeks. It's December and January. One day every week that you're going to be doing the work. So these people are going to be leading sessions. And, of course, we'll have people like Dr. D, who will be in the garden, who we'll be having these conversations with as well. So our first speaker, Cherry Lee Pinder, she's going to be talking about soulmate. You are the one you have been waiting for. A lot of us are so afraid to be alone. We are afraid to be alone. We do not know ourselves. And if you are afraid to be alone, you will allow anyone into your life. Second one that we have Dr. Gia Jones. Oh, my God. I just love my Dr. Gia. You know Dr. Gia? Mm-hmm. Yes. So Gia will be talking about redefining your role as a leading lady. And the beautiful thing about Gia is that, you know, she's, of course, a psychologist. She's a mother. She's a wife. She has a whole lot of things going on. And I always wonder, how does she balance all of that? How does she stay being feminine but still being powerful? Then we have Simone Bow. Simone is going to be talking about Who Stole Your Voice, a personal guide for people who give too much. So this is for the people pleasers. Listen, I specifically and strategically selected these women and went over these topics because I know that it's needed. So Simone is going to share, and I know y'all know Simone. Simone was also with me last week on the show. So she's going to talk about how to get out of people pleasing and how it is a trauma response, how it is something that's triggered within you from childhood. Then we have my good, decent student, Heather McDonald. Heather's going to talk about how to face your fears and win, how to overcome the battlefield of the mind. We also have Sharique Dill. Now, you know, Sharique is the wife of my, what my name, who's always, he's up. Every time something happened in Bahamian news, he'll always come out with a song. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, anyway, Sharique is his wife, and Sharique is powerful as well. She's going to be talking about goal getting and that you were born to do this, how to use your purpose as a, what you call it? What that little thing is? What is telling you where to go? No, we ain't doing no dream board, man. We ain't talking about that. Anyway, how to live your life on purpose and really... See, you know, Dr. D. All right. Then we have Kosha Johnson. She's going to talk about her session is Fix It Now, resetting, resetting your money mindset. And she does an amazing job connecting your attitude and behavior with how you spending your money and why you ain't got none right now. That's right. Then we also have Novia, Dr. Novia. Novia, what's your last name? Is Dr. Novia?
Carla Luki.
See, you know everybody, eh?
I know Novi, man. You know that.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So she's doing Every Day I Cry, Navigating the Death of a Loved One. And you know I got to be sitting up inside that session. So we are doing that for December and January. If you are now, I really only had the women's STEM to come in. But man STEM, I know y'all need this too. I know y'all need this too. So I want you to give me a call. If there is a cost. And let me tell you how cheap this cost is now. Either you could pay $30 for one of the sessions. Or you could pay just $100 for all of the sessions. And that $100, believe it or not, that's just for the first 20 people. So you better get on board. Now, how do you reach me, or how do you sign up and register? I'm going to give out this number, and I don't want, see, Dr. Dina laughing. Listen, I don't want nobody messaging me. Y'all know, because I done heard up someone's feelings on Facebook. I had to come back because I thought it was one scam. Then it say, Lord, this is the people they must say, tell it to stand, you're so rude. Oh, Lord. But anyway, I'm going to give out this number for you to register. 451-6767. I got to go. 451-6767 to register for All I Want for Christmas is Me. I am out of here. Brittany, tell me I must get off this air. See y'all next week. Dr. D, thank you. Follow Stanya D because we going live on my page. We didn't finish this conversation. I go on.
Let's peel away the layers and focus on you. What's going on inside? Let's talk about love and truth and the matter of who we are. Let's find out together on Tell It to Stanya.
This is Guardian Radio.